The Kingdom of God, the audiobook. Read by John Codio.
The Triangle Gospel. Before I start, I must explain that the triangles that were used in my book and the other materials were easy to draw and are not and were not in any way a reflection of anything religious or occultic. Samuel, my eldest son, drew them in my physical notebook in 2010. I drew it again with MS Word later to teach the congregation. Scene 1. Refer to Diagram 1. God. In the beginning, there was God. In the Old Testament, four words are translated as the English word God. Those words are El, Elah, Eloha, Elohim. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 2:4. This is the history of heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord, Yehovah, God, Elohim, made the heavens and the earth. He is the one we call our Heavenly Father. Scene 2. Refer to Diagram 2. God, underneath that, Elohim. Psalm 82, verse 1. God, Elohim, stands in the congregation of the mighty, El. He judges among the gods, Elohim. The Jews understood that God had two families, God's family in heaven and on earth, the upper and lower families. This is confirmed in the New Testament. Ephesians 3:14-16. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. God has two families. Various Bible translations render this as the Council of Elohim, the Great Assembly, Heaven's Court, the Divine Council, and the Assembly of El. The Heavenly Council is also rendered in the English translations as His Own Congregation, the Congregation of the Mighty, the Assembly of God, the Assembly of Angels, the Hosts of Heaven, the Heavenly Host, the Company of God, or Watchers. Scene 3. Refer to Diagram 3. God, underneath that, Elohim, underneath that, Satan and fallen Elohim, angels. 1 Timothy 5:21. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. Part of this Elohim class of beings is a sentient class of creatures known as angels. The fallen angelic incursion continues to have a disastrous effect on human beings. There are three angels whose names are made known in the scriptures. Michael, the archangel. Most angels in the Bible are portrayed as messengers, but Michael is described in all three books as contending, fighting, or standing against evil spirits and principalities. The second one is Gabriel. This angel seems to be a special messenger of the Lord. He's mentioned three times in the scripture. Lucifer, son of the morning, or Satan. This is a fallen angel who was created a perfect and powerful angel. The Bible also describes different classes of angels. Archangel. The word arch simply means chief, and it suggests that there is a class of beings higher than ordinary angels. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Seraphim. This word means fiery ones. Their form appears to have been human with the addition of wings. Isaiah 6:2. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. This word is used elsewhere only of the fiery serpents sent by God as his instruments to inflict on the people the righteous penalty of sin. Numbers 21:6. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Cherubim. Cherubim is a plural of cherub, from the Hebrew word for draw near. The cherubim look like men, except that each one has 4 faces and 4 rings and feet like a calf. 2 of their rings join tip to tip, and the other 2 cover their bodies. The faces are like those of a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Ezekiel 1:10. And the likeness of their faces was the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right of the 4, and the face of the calf on the left of the 4, and the face of an eagle to the 4. When Moses was up in the mountain talking to God, what did the Israelites form a golden image of? A calf. Cherubim were placed in the Garden of Eden to guard the tree of life after the fall of Adam and Eve. Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Satan was the anointed cherub. It appears that he was the head of the cherubim. Speaking of his fall, the Bible has this to say. Ezekiel 28:13-15. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. Isaiah 14:12-14. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 1. Though he is commonly called Lucifer, the exact word in Hebrew is Halel. Halel ben Shakar. 2. This word Halel appears nowhere else in the Bible. A. Root. From halal, in the sense of brightness. B. To be clear. Origin of sound, but usually of color. C. To shine, hence to make a show, to boast, and thus to be clamorously foolish. D, to rave, causative, to celebrate. E, also to stultify, make boast, self, celebrate, comment, deal, make foolishly, glory, give light, be, make feign self, mad against, give in marriage, sing, be worthy of praise, rage, renown, shine. 3. Shakar means morning. Ben Shakar means son of the morning. 4. Whatever his name is, he is the one ultimately responsible for all sin and rebellion in the universe. We know that he took down a third of the Elohim class of beings with him into damnation. Revelation 12:4. His tail drew a third of the stars to heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. Satan's demand to Jesus was that he be worshipped as God. This was shown even in the Old Testament, where the fallen Elohim took up the place of false gods of various nations. Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the demon god of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the Ammonites. 1 Kings 11:33. Because they have forsaken me and worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess, Elohim of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god, Elohim of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god, Elohim of the people of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do what is right in my eyes and keep my statutes and my judgments as did his father David. Demons, Shedim, Deuteronomy 32:17. They sacrificed to demons, Shed, not to God, Eloah, to gods, Elohim, they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not fear. Disembodied human dead are also called Elohim. 1 Samuel 28:13. And the king said to her, "Do not be afraid. What do you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I saw a spirit, Elohim, ascending out of the earth." If you Google this, you will go mad. 10,000s upon 10,000 differing answers will make you lose the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I want to make it very clear that when we speak of the upper family of divine beings, we are certainly not talking about a pantheon of gods or a multitude of equal gods. There is no such teaching anywhere in the Word of God. However, there is very clear biblical evidence that there is an upper family that God has created, over which He is supreme. Furthermore, it can be seen from the scriptures that some of these beings, whether good or evil, are called Elohim. Our Heavenly Father created a court-like assembly of divine beings, also known as Elohim, through which He directed the original affairs of His kingdom work. According to both the Old and New Testaments, He continues to administer His kingdom relationships through this divine structure. Daniel 4:13. I saw the visions of my head while on my bed, and there was a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. Daniel 4:17. This decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. Regardless of the particular words and phrases chosen by the interpreters, the implication is the same. Elohim, our Heavenly Father, surrounds himself with a court or a council that is made up of the Elohim. They are his created and divine beings, his upper family. Luke 12:8. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God. Revelation 3:5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. These scriptures reveal that in the Gospels, Epistles, and in the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, this council is mentioned. When Genesis opens with the declaration, "In the beginning, Elohim created," we have to ask, is this a declaration that only one God created everything? Or was it a pantheon of gods that did the creating? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 2:4. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord, Yehovah, God, Elohim, made the earth and the heavens. As we have learned, the Hebrew words Elohim is applied to something other than the true and living God. There is, however, one name that is unique to the God of the Bible. Our Heavenly Father reveals himself in the Old Covenant as Yehovah or Jehovah or Yahweh. The first mention of this name here stated as the only creator. The Bible doesn't even come close to teaching that there exists an assemblage of equal and sovereign gods. Please be very clear about this. In Hebrew scriptures, this name is recorded as YHWH. Ancient Hebrew did not use vowels in its written form. The appropriate vowel sounds of words were passed down orally. As a result, when ancient Hebrew is studied, scholars and linguists often do not know with absolute confidence how certain Hebrew words were pronounced. This is the reason that the pronunciation of YHWH, also known as the Tetragrammaton, is still not universally agreed upon. Some prefer Yahweh, others prefer Yehovah or Yahweh, still others argue for Jehovah. Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Scene 4. Refer to diagram 4. God underneath that, Elohim underneath that, man underneath that, Satan and fallen Elohim. Into this cosmic mess after judgment, God creates man in his own image. This study follows the gap theory, but is not attesting it to be correct, or that it is the only theory on the fall of Lucifer. Psalm 8:5. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, Elohim, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. The unfallen man walked in the dominion and authority that God had. This includes the authority of the fallen Elohim. Genesis 3:5. For God, Elohim, knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God. KJV, you shall be as gods, Elohim, knowing good and evil. Satan said that Eve could actually take a position among the Elohim, knowing what they knew. Remember the families that God has in heaven and in earth from Ephesians 3:14-16. 1 Timothy 2:14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. The woman was deceived, the man disobeyed. Scene 5, refer to diagram 5. God underneath that, Elohim underneath that, Satan and fallen Elohim underneath that, fallen man. Adam handed his authority over to Satan, who, using Adam's God-given authority and dominion, became the God of this age. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. He also became the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Scene 6, refer to diagram 6. God and Jesus, underneath that, Elohim, underneath that, Satan and fallen Elohim, underneath that, fallen man. Galatians 4:4-6. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Colossians 1:20. And by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Scene 7, refer to diagram 7. God and Jesus, underneath that, saved man seated with Jesus Christ. Underneath that, Satan and fallen Elohim, underneath that, fallen man. Ephesians 2:6-7. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:10-11. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Colossians 3:1. If then you are raised with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Scene 8, refer to diagram 8. Jesus and the saved man. Underneath that, Satan and the fallen Elohim. Underneath that, the fallen man. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Mark 16:15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Our job is to get the unsaved out of the clutches of the God of this age, to seek and save that which is lost by witnessing to the fact that Jesus Christ is alive, that He alone saves. Scene 9. Refer to diagram 9. A new heaven and a new earth. Underneath that is the lake of fire. Revelation 21:1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind.
Welcome to Matt H2O, the teaching ministry of John Codio. Based on what Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, and what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in his second letter, chapter 2, verse 2. Matetuo in Greek means to make a disciple. This recording is meant to teach God's word with clarity and simplicity. Thank you for listening.